B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to everybody as we wrap up a first part of the week here. There's always the second part of the week, one day after Thanksgiving with Black Friday and all that stuff. But everybody is kind of tuned out this week and busy with preparations and all kinds of stuff. We'll talk about Thanksgiving and things like that. But I thought this would be a good day. Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I want people to feel good about Thanksgiving. I want you to go over someone's house or people come to your house and rid yourself of the angst that you feel right now in Philadelphia sports. So this is like called Let Go of the Angst Day by Revealing True Confessions. And if you want to put that in, that's letter LGOTADBRTC. It's not a good acronym, but in any event, I'm reading this story today, the Sixers, and it led me to thinking about the nature right now of Philadelphia sports. And the headline on this story, it's by Keith Pompey, and it says, "Perhaps the Sixers are overhyped at the moment." And we started to think about this after the Joel Embiid zero day, where we may have to like think in our hearts that maybe this team is not the Eastern Conference championship team and NBA championship team contender that we thought it was. So let's do a team eval, and it's really a self-eval on how you feel about the teams in Philadelphia sports right now and what you think the future of it is. Because a short time ago, we were feeling really good about the future. And I always like to take the pulse of the fan base as time goes on how you feel. Well, not long ago, we were thinking, geez, a couple championships are coming our way, right? And now it's like we've been stopped dead in our tracks. And this headline got me. Perhaps the Sixers are overhyped at the moment. And if the Sixers are overhyped, that has made me lose passion for the rest of the sports year. And I hate to do that because I came into this sports year. Think of how we came into the year. After we got rid of the Phillies malaise, right? We're going, okay, what picks us up? Possibility that this Eagle team has been built deeper than it's ever been, and everybody in the world thinks they are a Super Bowl contender. And on the heels of that, the 76ers are a bona fide championship contender. So here we are now in the late November. What do we think about the Eagles? There's no way they're a contender. And what are we thinking about the Sixers? The Sixers, we're thinking, they need more. Now, we thought they had solved that problem, right? Because we were relying on the two superstars progressing to a point where everybody else would just come along and it would lead them to a championship. And now we are stopped dead. At least I am. I'm stopped in my tracks. I hit a mud patch. It's like, you know, when you hit mud and your sneaker's in there and you pull it out and you hear this suction. That's the way I feel right now on the state of Philadelphia sports. But I want everybody to get it out of their system today on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and get like a true confession out there. It'll make you feel good. Believe it or not, it'll make you feel good. You get all this out instead of carrying it with you as you go into Turkey Day. You get it out, you clip it, and you go in and you can have a good Thanksgiving. So, and of course, this is General Knowledge Wednesday, so we'll have a lot of fun today. But Tyrone, I'll go to you. At this particular moment, how do you feel about the state of Philadelphia sports in light of what has happened with the Eagles and Sixers?
I'm not as down as some other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not as down as some other people because I still believe in the superstars.
Uh-huh.
I just think that we may have gotten a little ahead of the timetable. But I don't think that the guy, I'm not one of the people that believe that Carson Wentz can't play.
Uh-huh.
I'm not there.
Okay.
I'm also not a person who believes that Embiid can't play. Mm-hmm. The only one that I'm truly concerned about is Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, he can do a lot of things.
Okay.
So I am not down.
You're not down in the overall scope of things. Because you still think good things are to come. But I am talking about from where we were as we came into this fall-winter season with these expectations on what they are, what they were, what are they?
I think with the Eagles, the person I'm most down on is Howie Roseman. Mm-hmm. So I have some fear going forward.
Okay.
Because I don't know if he can get them out of this malaise. And as much as the quarterback has been an issue the last couple games, the structure of the roster was clearly fragile based on what the GM did, and that's a concern now and in the future. I do think it's a little too early with the Sixers. The Sixers did just blow the Heat out, and then they respond with a clunker, and it was bad. It was absolutely bad. It was terrible. As bad as we've ever seen, as far as Embiid and then Simmons at the end of that game, horrendous. But it was just one game, and they get to play another one. I'm not ready to say the Sixers were overhyped. I actually disagree with that headline. I still think there's a chance they can go to the finals this year. But that only happens if those guys get their butts in gear. But I do think it's in them to do it as soon as this year. Because I still think that when Joel Embiid is engaged, there's no actual antidote for him. And if Ben Simmons does shoot, which I doubt he does, but if he does, there's no stopping him. So I think it's wrong to say right now that they were overhyped. I actually disagree with the headline and Keith Pompey's assessment.
All right. Now, that's fine. And that shows me you still have hope.
Yes.
But then there's the, let me go another direction. You remember that scene in Heat where at the diner and Pacino's sitting across from De Niro?
Yeah.
And Pacino says to him, brother, if it's between you and some poor sucker whose wife you're going to make a widow, brother, you're going down. And then he looks at him and goes, oh, there's another side to that coin. So here's the other side to this coin. Carson Wentz isn't who we thought he was. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid together aren't what we thought they were.
What?
Somewhere in between is where it really is. But I'm just presenting you, you still have hope, you still have belief because you believe these are good players. The other side of it is maybe they're not as good as we thought. And somewhere you got to find a happy medium.
Right. My happy medium is I still believe even if Carson Wentz isn't what we thought, if you provide him with a good roster, I still believe he's good enough to win. Maybe you have to win differently, but I still believe right now, even if he's not all that, if you actually have a couple receivers with a pulse, you actually have a defensive line that plays well. Malik Jackson is 28 rather than 31 and healthy and all those type of things. I still think you can win with the guy. I still believe
all right.
that.
Okay.
In the case of Ben Simmons, though, he's the scary one. Because I believe a player that's out of shape can get in shape. Like, I've seen it happen before. I know that can happen. The one issue that I can't wrap my mind around, and I have to just have hope, is I've never seen a basketball player not shoot a basketball and then become a shooter. That's the one that I personally have to, I only have hope. I have no evidence at all.
All right.
That'll happen.
So are you realistic this year to think that the Sixers can win an NBA championship or less than realistic about that proposition?
To win a championship, they can't win a championship.
To go to the championship.
I'm still
win the East.
I'm still realistic for this
reason.
You are
realistic.
Shaq in seasons has played his way into shape in seasons.
Mm-hmm.
If Embiid is in better shape, even if Ben Simmons does not shoot and they gel better and play the defense, I do think they're built to be smothering defensively in the playoffs and they can still get to the finals before they would lose pretty dominantly, most likely to the Clippers.
Okay.
So making the finals, I think, is still realistic. The only way they can win a title is for Ben Simmons to shoot, and that's probably not going to happen.
All right. But they can win the East without him shooting.
I believe they can win the East if Embiid does his part, and his part isn't impossible.
Okay.
Ben's part, I think, is literally, at this point, impossible.
All right. I want to see where people stand because this is meant to get it out, what you're feeling right now. And listen, it's always subject to change. You know, down the road, they may show you a different profile. I'm looking at it right now when you do your eval. what do you see? Do you see that? Do you see overhyped, or do you see possibilities? All right, general knowledge to prize today. It's a pair of Temple football versus UConn field-level VIP seats at Lincoln Financial Field with reserved parking, pregame sideline passes, and all-you-can-eat food and drink. That's right. Now, if that doesn't float your boat, we got the standby that always floats your boat. The Hers Snack Truck. I don't have it with me currently, but I will do it a little later.
Okay.
We'll get the truck in front of us. That's right. It is a cardboard truck filled with a variety of our favorite Hers snacks. Hers, live life with flavor. Here are today's categories. General knowledge. The Thanksgiving quiz.
Yay!
legendary deeds.
Deeds?
Yes, deeds.
Like house deeds,
I'll give you
good deeds.
An example. The deed was he slew Goliath.
Oh, David.
The doer was David, right? The doer of deeds.
Oh, okay.
And finally, questions in music. Musical acts who ask certain questions in their songs.
Oh, I love this.
Like, where is my mind?
For instance, how many roads must a man walk down?
Bob Dylan.
Before you call him a man. Yeah, that's Bob Dylan. There you go.
I like it.
So he asked the question, how many roads must you... Trying to get me to do...
I figure your Bob Dylan is so close to your Jim Jackson. Very close.
It's a happy Thanksgiving, man. I'm not doing anybody.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, yes.
610-632-0975. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, it is the Mike Missinelli Show. Let's start our Twitter poll for today, day before Thanksgiving. And the Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Small Business Saturday. It's Saturday. That's right. This Saturday, November 30th, and celebrate Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown is having a 20% off sale store-wide. Mark your calendar for November 30th and fill your shed like a pro. Visit paulbmoyer.com for all the details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 200 votes on this one early. How are you feeling right now about Philadelphia sports? 39% say optimistic. 61% say pessimistic. So, there you have it.
61% say pessimistic?
Yeah.
This is the purpose of this day, to get it all out.
This is not the attitude of gratitude.
No.
That we should all have today.
No, it is not. Certainly, it is not. The 2 p.m. sponsor, by the way, the 2 o'clock hour, brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. You know, there's a kind of a national debate out there about Thanksgiving as far as whether paper plates are acceptable for Thanksgiving. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I've heard it. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mike?
I'm an anti-paper plate person.
Okay.
But I also realize that there are a lot of people that come over someone's house for Thanksgiving, and you might not be able to avoid it. But I always think that if you're cutting turkey and stuff like that, it has to be on a regular plate.
They have those nice disposable plates now that are decorated.
Plus, it's not. It's I don't like the trash factor of it.
Yeah,
right.
You know, throwing away all that stuff lands up in a landfill somewhere. It's not like you can recycle that. It goes in the trash. Soiled paper plates.
See, I agree with you.
Well, unless you get the recyclable.
So what? Well, so
I think you wash them and put them in recyclables. You can't wash paper plates.
No, you can rinse them. I'm telling you, they have these thick ones now that are decorated, and they have the turkey on them.
But they're not paper. Those are plastic.
No, I'm talking about the paper ones. They're like made, they're thicker.
With the wax coating?
Yes.
Can you recycle those?
I always assumed you could. So if you can't, then I'm surprised right now.
I don't know, because they're always soiled.
No, you can rinse those off. No, you can rinse. You can.
Yeah, all right.
But what I think you should do is use a real plate, but you can use the aluminum so that you don't. Because what happens, you end up having to wash all the pots and the this and that. You can use the disposable aluminum because those are absolutely recyclable.
Yeah.
The aluminum.
That
so
helps.
If you cook it in the big aluminum roaster, you can then serve it on the plates, but then you don't have to worry about washing the big roaster because those are you can rinse those out for sure, and you can recycle those. Those are like all night number one or two at the bottom. You can recycle them. I think that's the best way to do it to avoid all the dishes when you have 16, 17, 20 people.
Yeah, I wonder what most people do these days.
Use their dishwasher, I would assume.
But it won't fit. That's more than one load when it's 20 people.
It's more than one
it
load.
Won't fit.
It's a dilemma.
And that's why the plates, absolutely real plates, because those will all fit for 20. But then with the pots and stuff, we're not having any of those. We're having very less of those.
You're cooking for Thanksgiving. You're having Thanksgiving in your house this year.
My in-law, but we're doing it.
Oh, you're in-law.
Yeah, we're doing it for the first time.
You're doing all the cooking, you and Elizabeth?
Yep, did all the shopping yesterday, ready to roll. Feel very good about it.
You eat turkey?
No.
You don't eat turkey.
But I cook stuff at barbecues for everybody. It's not, I don't just cook for myself. I do very well.
All right, what kind of veg things do you serve for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll have salmon in addition. That'll be.
Oh, you'll have salmon.
Then my wife makes a nice cheesy cauliflower.
Uh-huh.
That's very nice. We'll have the string beans. We'll have carrots. Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
So my sister-in-law is doing the Brussels sprouts.
Uh-huh.
We'll have those. We'll have a different kind of...
Are you having a turkey, though, right?
For
other people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we already got the turkey already.
Huh? Did you brine it?
We didn't brine it. We got different seasonings going. We got it in a cooler.
The thaw
we had, it was frozen originally. So we got it. We put it in the cooler to leave room in the fridge with the ice packs. We looked it up. How to be FDA safe and thaw out the turkey. We got the different stuff under the skin, different stuff in the turkey, different surprises.
Nice. You don't inject it, do you?
Well, not going to inject
it. I actually had a turkey snafu yesterday at my grocery store last night.
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you a little later. I'm not happy about it.
We're having two turkeys.
I had a free turkey certificate.
Oh, they didn't want to come up off the turkey?
They didn't honor it?
They were out of it.
Did they
give you a rain check?
Yeah.
What good is that?
It isn't good.
Send you to a different store. Say, hey, at this store, we have this, which is still inconvenient, but at least you still get the turkey.
I'm not going to a different store. That's a violation for them to run out of turkeys.
They should not run out of turkeys. Hey, wait a minute. You went yesterday?
Yeah.
So 2 days before they're running out?
Yeah.
Now, it's one thing if you show up Thursday morning, hey, we're out. You can't run out on Tuesday.
Last night.
That's a complete violation.
I was actually in bed. And I
thought of it.
I thought of it. I go, I get this turkey thing. I know it's probably going to run out of Thanksgiving. Might as well cash it in. Make the turkey later or whatever.
Yeah.
So I go there. First of all, they wouldn't let me substitute a turkey breast, which they had plenty of, which cost less than a damn turkey.
So they wouldn't even let you take a turkey breast?
No substitutions allowed.
Was this one of those turkeys that you won with points?
Yeah.
By shopping all year long?
Yes.
That stinks. But they did give you a rain check, right?
Yeah, they extended it to December 20th or whatever.
Well, maybe you can have it for Christmas.
He doesn't want it for Christmas. It's a Thanksgiving turkey.
I know. Did you get another turkey, though, in the meantime?
No.
They ran out.
So what are you going to do?
I bought a turkey breast.
You have turkey breast?
I bought one. It wasn't free.
Are you going to eat at home?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You can come to my house.
I don't know what I'm doing here. I got like a variety of things. But just in case I wanted to make a damn turkey breast, I thought I could get one free.
Yeah.
It was $14. They couldn't swing me the turkey breast. I got a free turkey certificate.
I guess they were out. If they were out.
That's a violation.
No, there's turkeys there. Just the free ones were out.
Right.
I mean, they designate just some as the free turkeys.
Yeah, no, they should definitely swap out. Was it a certain brand and size? Is that why?
I don't know. I had a free turkey. That's what I had on my slip.
It was probably a certain
size.
With
a barcode.
We got to hear from a grocer today. Before 6 o'clock, I want to hear, I'm not going to say the name of the place, but I want to hear from a grocer And what is the protocol when they make a mistake?
Yeah,
the proper protocol.
They weren't very accommodating about it either. It's like, you know, you're out of luck. I go, well, listen, I got to, you know, how about turkey breast? No, can't do that. Why not? Can you, like, you know? Can't do it.
The people working at the grocery stores are swamped. They're totally swamped. I know that.
It was 9:30 last night.
Was it crowded in there?
No.
Oh.
It was like five people.
Yeah.
So, Booney, real fast, I'm about to take a call. His sister had already spent enough to earn a turkey, but she had already bought a turkey. So she offered it to the cashier.
Uh-huh.
The cashier accepted it, and the boss came in and blocked the transaction.
Wow.
So now she had to slip a phone number to the cashier so that they could, like, do a clandestine meeting for her to get her, the cashier to get her turkey. Boss didn't even let her employee get a free turkey.
See, I'm not a dark meat guy. I don't like legs.
See, I'm a turkey, so I never would eat the white meat. Never. Get that out of here. I would only do the dark meat.
Yeah, I'm not a dark meat. It's too heavy tasting and it's greasier than the. You know, I'm not. Yeah. So all I get, I want is the turkey breast. Now you think as a loyal customer. And I'm a loyal customer. I'm in there twice a week at least.
Right.
Right? Compiling my points for a free turkey, they can make an exception. Then, you know what? The turkey breast is $14. Well, the free turkey would have cost us more anyway. Take the breast.
See? They're not playing games. We need to hear from a grocer today.
All right. Tony and Belmar. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Tone?
Not much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody.
You too, buddy.
Listen, Thanksgiving came early this year. The birds are cooked. They've been cooked. I'm not going to give myself odds of tomorrow sitting down watching this Dallas Cowboys game, okay, because Buffalo really should take care of their business and beat them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start off with that. I'm optimistic. I think the Eagles still have a shot. I really do, because I don't think Dallas is capable of taking this division.
Yeah, they have a shot to win a division. I'm with you there. But what my question was is, your expectations on what this season was, how do you feel about the team and the organization right now?
Yeah, I feel that, okay, let me tell you, it's been a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought we were going to come out and you know, be world beaters. But obviously, you know, it is what it is. I feel that we still have, like, enough. You know, I think we're going to make some moves, bring some guys in, and I think we're going to be okay. And I believe in Wentz. I think he's going to be fine. He's got the talent. You know, you said, I believe in the superstars. I think he'll bounce back. Really do.
All right. I like it. Now you're feeling good. You're not going to carry the angst into Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm optimistic, Mike.
All right. I like it.
But listen, the Sixers, they've been a disappointment as well. But like Tyrone said, I believe in the superstars. Okay, I'm worried about Joel Embiid's health long-term. Okay, we were talking about the future. I'm worried about that. I'm worried about Ben Simmons not shooting a basketball. I'm worried about that. So I got some concerns about the Sixers, too.
Okay. And yeah, I do, too. And this headline, perhaps the Sixers are overhyped at the moment. Yeah, they are. All right, would you like a general knowledge question? General knowledge question?
No, that's all right, Mike.
No question. Right. Oh, man refuses a general knowledge
question. That's a violation.
Can get yourself a Hearst snack truck.
You can use that truck anytime. Like, they're a bunch of chips. Who doesn't?
That's all right.
People don't like, Temple Isles.
Some people don't like to be put on the spot. Is Temple still in the running for anything, Natalie? Do they get a bowl game?
Oh, they're definitely making a bowl game.
Oh, they're getting a bowl?
I think they have 7 wins.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they're locked for a bowl. Temple is now at the point where
elite.
They're a bowl. No. Going back to not that long ago, it is significant that Temple's gotten to the point where they're a bowl team every single year. That is something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Penn State. It's not. But they used to win 2 games a year. They used to lose routinely to Villanova, mm-hmm. who was a whole division less. They got kicked out of the Big East. It is pretty good that Temple's now gotten to the point where they make a bowl game every single year, and they're starting to get better recruiting kids locally too. So good for Temple in that
totally
way.
Yeah. Agree with
now
that.
They're locked in.
Yeah,
I think.
Go Owls!
And I'm going to say I think Mike was actually being sincere
to my fellow to my fellow Parliament of Owls. Go Owls!
Listen, I got what do I have? I got nothing. Why would I hold anything against Temple at this point?
Really?
Wait, what do I have? Well, I got some mediocre ball in my future.
I mean, look. Can't always win.
Cisco, Bluebell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Cisco.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
What's up, Cisco?
This show is a great show, as usual. I'm in the Tyrone way of thinking when it comes to teams. The Eagles, I think if you get Carson Wentz, a good OC or a great OC, I think he could come back. I really do.
Well, the OC happens to be the head coach, so
if they stay the same, he won't be back.
So you're saying that Doug Peterson can't call plays anymore?
That's what I'm saying, and I don't think he ever could.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. You know, the head coach is not going to give up play calling.
Maybe not play calling, but I think a good OC like he had in before. Maybe they can put their head together in the conference room and get a good game plan. But as far as the Sixers are concerned, I think someone is going to get fired before long. And I think it's going to be Brett Brown. But then you have a guy in Ben Simmons that we keep calling superstar. He is not a superstar. No way in hell is he a superstar. And I think he is there already. He would never listen to anyone, no matter who you bring in, Tom Thibodeau or whomever. He's not going to listen to anyone. I think Jimmy Butler played the bad cop, and he didn't listen to Jimmy Butler. He completely closed down on him. That's why they didn't get along there.
You might be right.
Where I'm at.
Okay. Would you like John Law's question?
Yes, sir.
Get Southern Temple tickets and a snack truck?
Oh, yes, go for it.
All right. What organ is foie gras made from? Foie gras. Pâté.
Kidneys.
What is it?
Kidneys.
Ah, incorrect. That's the wrong, deep maroon-colored organ.
The liver.
Correct. It is the liver.
I actually just picked up a duck liver pate this morning for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Oh, aristocrat. A little aristocrat.
Yeah, I'm making a nice board.
I got a problem.
For apps.
I actually have a problem with
board,
it, too.
Huh?
Why?
Because duck and geese, or whatever it's used, are fattened up to enlarge their livers to satisfy the foie gras people.
Such as you, Natalie. He's talking to you directly.
It's from Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
I don't know. It looks good. Sorry, Mike. I offended you.
No, you didn't offend me. I don't roll that way.
I also got some prosciutto. God bless.
Don't care for how they make that one bit.
What are you going to do with the turkey? Where do you think the turkey came from?
Cured ham is different than fattening up a goose so you can get a bigger liver.
You think that turkey breast that you're eating was like treated pristine? I'm just wondering.
Carson Wentz shot it. Then it was.
To me, there's a difference between eating an organ and eating meat. The organ is like, leave the organs alone.
Well, I didn't know that, to be honest.
I'm just saying,
I'm still going
to
eat it though.
You need to eat the organs. Hey.
It looks good. Pate. I thought it'd be a nice addition to my my meat and cheese board.
It will.
For the crackers.
It'll look good. I'm just saying how I roll. I have a problem eating veal. Also.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm
Italian.
That feels cruel every time.
I really have a problem.
Yeah, I can see that. In my opinion, by the way, eat what you want at home. I don't want people
mad. Listen, I know. It's just my personal preference. I would prefer to eat stuff that is different than...
It's treated humanely?
Not necessarily, because no animal's treated humanely. It's being killed for human consumption. But somehow it feels odd to me to eat a goose liver.
Booney took a shot at our quarterback, too.
What did he say?
He mentioned if Carson had shot it. He said if the turkey was wearing the Eagles jersey, he wouldn't be able to shoot it.
Wow. Is Booney down on Carson?
I think so. I didn't think so until just now.
On producer Booney.
Yeah, he kept it close to the vest.
He's down on Carson
right
now. And that's the object of this show. Let's go to Brian in Cream Ridge. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, buddy.
So with the Eagles, real quick, I do want to talk Sixers, but with the Eagles real quick, I feel like it's a ship that's had a bunch of holes blown through it. So I don't want to say on to next year, but I don't know how you write a ship with all these holes. You know what I mean? I do think it is fixable, but probably not this year. So I digress on them. Mm-hmm. Sixers, I feel there's two problems, two obvious problems that I think almost all the whole fan base knows. The first one is Brett Brown. He keeps rolling out the same tired plan, and he's just not making the adjustments that are needed. And I know we're in the beginning of the season. We all want to see a couple of players out there, but he's rolling players out there opposed to game plan changes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to see the same guy running the same scheme, a different guy running the same scheme. I want to see a new scheme with the same guys and see how that works. I mean, these other coaches are picking him apart. So, but I think the main problem is Ben Simmons and the lack of shot. And the lack of shot is really killing everybody on the team. Because if it overcrowds the paint area, obviously, for everybody from the get-go. So the two centers have to always be out and be taking weird shots because they're not back to the basket working the paint because there could technically be three guys in there on one step on them. So then you got the guys that the twos and the threes where Ben's moving around. So they're used to playing with a regular paint point guard or they're not their whole lives. And so you get to a point where you go, okay, this is where I feel the flow. The point guard takes a shot and Ben doesn't, which then puts these guys in awkward positions and they're feeling forced to take these shots because Ben is not taking any shots. So you have these guys chucking up way too many threes, way too many shots that just are not good with the flow of the game. And then the two and the three, the problem with them is same deal with the paint being clogged. They can't go in there and make a move because you got to beat your guy on the outside and then you got to beat two guys on the inside to get to the rim.
You have raised some excellent points. Now my question is, what do you do about it?
Okay, so I do knew that was the question. So here's my answer. Can't we put Ben, not take him minutes off, but move him out of the guy carrying the ball? Can't you let Tobias and Josh Richardson carry the ball a little more often? Even if you throw Ben at the three, his defense is so strong that you could hide him there on offense, and he has such strong power on offense if you pull him out. Now, think about it. If the defense comes out to defend Richardson and Tobias, who kind of flip-flop a one and two, and Ben's at the three, all of a sudden Ben can drive the lane and only have to beat the center, opposed to when Ben drives the lane, he's in there with four guys.
It's an admirable suggestion. It's not going to work because you don't have a guy who is capable of being a point guard full time, and you would be defeating Tobias Harris to do that. Josh Richardson can do it in stages, but not full time. And Ben would not be as productive as you'd think at a three spot.
You're right.
And so
and Embiid's on the perimeter plenty already to create space. Like, that is part of the game plan.
Uh-huh.
At this point, Ben has to do something different. It can't be everybody else. Ben has to do something different.
Yes. And as time goes on, how much can you take with the hope that he'll do something different?
See, that's the issue.
It wears me out. And I'm the major Ben Simmons fan, but he wears me out.
It's part of why Embiid's allowed to be lazy, because he does have to come to the perimeter to create space for Ben. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, well, since I do it sometimes by design, I can do it a little bit more, and I can do it a little bit more. If Ben did more conventional stuff, then Embiid would have to be down low more often, and the whole geometry of the court would be different.
Yep. 610-632-0975. A lot of people are off today, so if you're off and you're doing some shopping or whatever you're doing out there, getting the preparations at the grocery store, hit us up and we'll have a conversation today about this whole angst thing in the state of Philadelphia sports. On the Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
It's 2:48 on the Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5, The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. It is General Knowledge Wednesday. Today's categories. Of course, you're playing for a pair of really good temple tickets and all the food and drink you want. And also a her snack truck. Cardboard snack truck filled with snacks. The categories, general knowledge, the Thanksgiving quiz, legendary deeds, and questions in music. So if you're up for the challenge, Steve in Florida, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
What's going on, Michael?
How are you, buddy?
Well, it's been now almost 5 months since I've been an official Florida resident.
Yes, and now you have moved out of the area to Florida, huh?
And I'm still trying to figure out, is it Kissimmee or is it Kissimmee? I've heard both.
It's Kissimmee. Is that where you're living?
Living in Kissimmee, right down the street, right from the street from Mickey's place there, down there.
Nice.
Well, my granddaughters were there because they don't have to deal with the snow anymore.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Now, well, obviously, I knew you would give me a hard time about the way my basketball team is playing right now, but hey, you don't lose the best backcourt in the league, and don't accept the fallout, but that's
Yeah, your reign's over, bro. He's talking about the Golden State Warriors.
But who says we can't start another one?
The basketball guys are not going to let you start another one. You got some dismal years out there in the Bay Area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the Sixers, speaking of dismal years, okay, say, hey, you brought it up. When's the last run your Sixers have been on, Mike? It's been a while, huh?
We're being tweaked right now, Steve. We don't know where to go here with this squad.
Well, see, the thing is, I think what they need is a consistent number two guard. A consistent two guard is what they really need, and whether he comes by trade or in the draft. And as far as Simmons, I mean, I don't know what to say about it. I was one of the ones who told you that the sky's the limit whenever he decides to not only take that shot, but have confidence that he can make it. See, it's upstairs where it's bothering him. He can't. He just won't shoot.
It's very perplexing. I'm out of answers. You know, I've tried to analyze this, like, psychologically. I still can't come up with the reasons.
Now, speaking of a former Sixers player, Markelle Fultz actually playing pretty good for Orlando.
He stinks. You know, here's the problem. You see one highlight with him, and everybody assumes that he's playing better. He's a 9-point-a-game dude.
Yeah, he's averaging 10, so that's what you're going to get out of him anyway. Yeah. But, as far as general knowledge, I would like to get a question, and if I get it right, I'm going to donate, since I'm in Florida, I'm going to donate to the caller right behind me and let him get the chance, let him get the shot.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's the question. It's a Thanksgiving question, Steve.
And you, Tyrone, now y'all have a happy and blessed and safe Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you very much. Now, here's the question. What didn't the pilgrims have on their hats, even though they are often depicted that way?
They didn't have any feathers, I don't believe.
That's incorrect. Their hats are always depicted with buckles.
Yes.
And they didn't have buckles.
No, they didn't.
You know what else they had that they don't portray them as having? Smallpox blankets. They had those as well.
They had what?
Smallpox blankets.
Smallpox blankets?
Oh, yeah.
What?
They literally, because smallpox, they wanted to take that land. So they gave the Native Americans, at the first Thanksgiving, the smallpox blankets in the trade. Then the Native Americans would sleep using the blankets, get smallpox, and die. And it made it easier to take the land.
Tell me the pilgrims were sneaky?
Yeah. This is not made up. They had no buckles, but they did have tons of smallpox blankets. They don't tell the real story.
Oh, for the love of...
It has to be in that the history of the United States by Richard, what's his name? I did read that book that debunks a lot of the history lessons that we were taught.
Yeah.
Richard Finn, is that his name?
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember reading it, and it was here you go. Peace and all this. Let's have some corn.
He destroys Columbus. Italians don't want to read that part of it. Italians are proud of it. Remember how they made a fuss over Columbus Day? That parade?
Yes.
Marcos in Delaware. Marcos, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Marcos?
Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
What's up, Marcos? How you doing?
I'm good. So my expectations with the Sixers when we were coming into the season was that they were going to the finals. But that depended on, and obviously after all the moves they did, and my expectations depended on Joel Embiid staying fit, having discipline to stay fit. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons to actually, progress in a shot somehow. It didn't have to be a 3-point shot. It may be something closer, 10 to 12 feet. And then for the lack of closer, my idea was, well, maybe, expectation wise, maybe Brett Brown can turn into or improve his coaching and, develop plays at the end of the game that might cover lack of closer, mm-hmm. But as what I've seen right now, none of those three are happening. So my expectations now are they're not getting to the final.
That's your reality. You're not getting to the finals.
Yeah, maybe Eastern Conference Finals, maybe, but I don't think.
You could be right. I've really never entertained that until recently because I really thought they were going to come around. I thought things were going to be different. It doesn't look like much is different.
Nope.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question? Let's have some fun.
I'm horrible at them, but
All right. Legendary deeds. Name the people, real or fictional, who are credited with these legendary deeds. All right, let's go. Who killed Grendel?
Oh, holy.
Who?
Who killed
Grendel? All right, man. You didn't get it. That was a misfire.
Wait, we think we have the answer in here.
You do have the answer?
Is it Beowulf?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beowulf.
All right. We'll take that truck.
It's the poem Beowulf.
Yeah.
Huh?
I didn't love Beowulf.
Me neither.
That was a hard question. He's a fictional character.
We got it in here, though.
That's good stuff.
We did.
You guys.
Thank you.
Got it in here.
Nicely
done.
My senior year English teacher, I remember her making us read that, Miss Drummond. And I read it in a British accent.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, hey, when it would be my turn.
You brought out your British accent on Birds Outsiders.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I like to throw it in for fun.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes.
You have a good British accent.
Thank you. Remember when I did the update here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said you were going to do the whole show in a British accent on your tweet.
Yeah, it didn't.
Lost.
Yeah, but
she ended up back in the northeast part of England. After a while.
All right, let's take a quick break. Oh, yeah, nice first hour on the pre-Thanksgiving Day show. Tim McManus will join us later. We get serious about the birds. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Bring on Miami. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Use promo code GREEN. Must be 21 and in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Eagles continue to prepare for Miami this week. Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Agholor, Jordan Howard, and Lane Johnson are all at practice today. Tim McManus has a midweek report at 4:10. Sixers take the court again tonight against the Kings. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Flyers take the ice against the Blue Jackets. You can hear that game on WMMR at 7. Happy Thanksgiving from the Fanatic. You can hear the Cowboys-Bills game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Visit Barlow Chevrolet, where they're offering huge savings and the lowest prices of the year on all leftover models in stock. Save more and find new roads at Barlow Chevrolet in Delran or at barlowchevrolet.com. Fanatic Pro Shop is now open. Fanatic and Philly sports-themed apparel and merchandise at discount prices. The Fanatic Pro Shop at 97.5thefanatic.com. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Sugar House Casino, you remember Sugar House Casino? Well, it's now the Rivers Casino, Philadelphia. Family of Rivers Casinos are in Pittsburgh, Chicago, New York area, and now in Philadelphia. And if you haven't been down to Rivers Casino, you got to go down and check it out. As soon as you walk in, you'll notice the difference. The new layout is very open and open and welcoming, and they have a brand new $5 million sports book. And it's just incredible. This massive video wall with a state-of-the-art 56-foot LED TV screen. You can see it from every angle of the casino floor. So you could be dining, you could be playing, and you look up, and there it is. Rows of luxurious reclining leather club chairs are there. Place your bets on any of the 22 self-service betting kiosks or at one of the six betting windows. You can spend the afternoon there, and you just order food and beverage right from your seat. All you have to do is send a text. There's $5 food specials daily from noon to 12 a.m. There are $12 Miller Lite buckets. And they also have an upgraded loyalty program where you earn points and you can redeem those points for dining, tickets to shows, and even casino play. Discover the ultimate in player satisfaction at Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here for the all-new Concordville Subaru. Folks, you have to see this beautiful showroom they built just for you. Large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models that you want to see. They built that gorgeous showroom to show off not only their models, but also have you feel extremely comfortable when you're making the big decision as to which Subaru you want to buy. They set up a coffee bar for you in the beverage area, a fireplace out there in the visitor center that you could kick your feet up next to. You also get a free car wash after every service appointment. And this month, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback Premium for as low as $269 per month, or lease a legacy premium for $249 per month. Both model leases are 36 months, require $3,000 due at signing, and are for qualified buyers. The Subaru Share the Love event is going on right now. We'll donate $250 to the purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Lease deals end November 30th, 2019. Visit 202Subaru.com for inventory. That's 202Subaru.com. 888-351-6493 for financing details. Concordville cares.
All aboard!
Going home for the holidays is different for everyone. Some travel with company the whole way there. And some face roadblocks once they're home. Like finding out your parents turned your room into a gym. No matter what's changed over the years, cheers to everything that stayed the same. Stop in your local Fine Wine and Good Spirits and BYO Holiday Spirit. Save $2 on Cruisin' Light Rum and $1 on Jim Beam Straight Bourbon. Both 750-milliliter bottles. Offers end December 1st, 2019. Please enjoy responsibly.
Why replace what can be restored? That's the philosophy of the experts at Rothman Orthopedics. Their cartilage restoration procedures were developed specifically for highly active people who are experiencing pain, loss of motion, and increased swelling and stiffness. By resurfacing, realigning, and stabilizing your knee now, you may be avoiding further surgery down the road. It's the new approach, the Rothman Orthopedics approach, with innovative options for repairing your knee and restoring your active life. Make your appointment today at rothmanknee.com because you're too young to have old knees.
Comcast Business gives you the bandwidth you need to power all your devices. Get started with 200 megabit internet and voice for $99.99 per month for 2 years. And for a limited time, we'll upgrade your speed to 300 megabit internet for a year at no additional cost. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. New business customers only, limited to Comcast Business internet, 200 megabits per second and one mobility voice line. Internet speed increases to 300 megabits per second for first 12 months. 2-year term agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Have you ever gone too far? Taking that one little thing you have to do and turning it into something much, much bigger? Of course you have. You're a truck person. That's how fire pits turn into pizza ovens and koi ponds turn into swimming pools. Ford makes trucks for truck people. And the truck people have spoken. Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling trucks for 42 years. Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
The Peruzzi Auto Group is having a massive price drop on every one of our 2,500 vehicles this weekend only. So cancel those weekend plans. Unless you were planning on coming to Peruzzi, in which case, carry on. Peruzzi.com. Our business is you.
This is Tyrone Johnson for Dr. Fava, the lead doctor for all dental implants in Pennsylvania. When I started this process, I need to find a doctor who was fantastic at what he does and wasn't trying to upsell me. That was Dr. Fava. He did everything perfectly. Sent me to another specialist to make sure everything was right. And then we started the process. He has a great team. Super nice people. You feel comfortable at his office. And how often do you feel comfortable at any doctor's office? And Dr. Fava has been named Philadelphia's top doctor for dental implants 4 years in a row. And it's not just me saying this, of course. Dr. Fava has more than 1,700 five-star online reviews. That's an amazing number. If your gums bleed, when you floss or brush, or your teeth are loose or gapped, you need to talk to Dr. Fava. He is the best. Offices in Northeast Philadelphia and Ambler. Google Dr. Fava now. His websites and videos be right at the top. Super easy. Save your smile today. Call Dr. Fava. That's F-A-V-A, Fava.
Oh, yeah! Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.